This is Trip Carver here on WKCS Radio. We've got news flowing in this morning from UT's campus in the firing of Coach Donnie Tindall. Right now, with our hashtag, we've got somebody who's called into the radio station. We understand it's a longtime fan of WKCS and UT Sports. So why don't you go ahead and tell us your name?
This is Cam Murphy. I'm a longtime listener and a first-time caller of WKCS.
Well, I'm glad you actually called in. So, you've called in to tell us who you think the next head coach is going to be or some of your head coach candidates. So what do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly why I called in. I got two words for you, and that's Bruce Pearl. If he's not the coach, I don't even know why we're playing basketball. This man's awesome. He's the man.
So you think we'll be able to pull him away from Auburn?
Oh, yeah. Bruce Pearl, he told me himself on the phone just the other day. I called him. I said, hey, Bruce, why don't you come back down to UT? And he's like, yeah, you know, Ken, I'm coming. I'm coming back.
All right. Well, you've heard it live from Kent Murphy, one of our longtime listeners, it sounds like. And thank you, Kent, for calling in. It's always appreciative. I hope you keep listening to WKCS.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. I love WKCS, love Classic. I love that Russell Mays down there. He's the man. Go Vols.
All right, thank you. Next song up is Paul McCartney, No More Lonely Nights.
I can wait.
It's Trip Carver back on the airways. It is 9:28 on this Friday morning. We've got another caller in. Caller, you are on the air. What is your name?
My name is Brickishaw Ferguson.
All right, Brickishaw, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing real good, coming straight down from DeKalb County from Georgia.
All right, sounds good. Looks like we've got a long-distance caller in here. Who do you think that UT should hire? I know that's probably the reason you've called this morning, but who do you think the next hire is? Give me a little background.
I think that UT just need to go back to the fundamentals. You know, I played back for Jody Wright back in the 90s, and we was pretty good. So we have to do it the right way, the Jody Wright way.
Definitely, and I could see a lot of people saying that as you played for Jody back in the day. Give me some reasons you think Coach Wright is the perfect fill-in for this job.
Man, because he chews everybody out. He set me down one game. I had 3 points and 2 assists. That was my season high. And he set me down. He said, buddy, it's just too short to play this game.
Definitely, that sounds great. All right, DeBrickershaw, thank you for calling in. Are there any other things you'd like to say about this upcoming process, about the UT basketball program, and who you think should be in?
I just think if you ain't going to call for in high school and get Jody Wright, you just need to sit down and just shut the whole program down, because I ain't going nowhere if you don't get Jody Wright. Shout out to Coach Mays, because I remember Coach Mays way back in the day. We went to school together, class of 95.
All right, that sounds good. DeBrickershaw, thank you. Up next is Chris, Step by Step.
That was Beach Boys, Help Me Rhonda. We have another caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name's Madison Smith, and I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
All right, back, we're talking about who should be the new T's next basketball coach. Courtney, what do you think?
Okay, so, I had this great idea that what if Butch Jones went ahead and was a basketball coach, too? I mean, he's not doing anything right now, right?
I guess that's a good idea. Do you have any reasoning behind that?
I mean, he's a good coach anyways, isn't he? I mean, they win some football games here and there.
So you assume just because he is a good football coach and is winning games, he's fit for basketball?
I mean, duh. All coaches, they're the same, aren't they?
Not exactly, but hey, if that's your idea, go for it. Well, thank you. Coming up next, we have Dan Hill, Never Thought I Could Love.
Thank you for listening to WKCS Radio. This is Trip Carver, and we've got another caller in. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Bubba Sanders, and I'm from Northern Alabama, and I got a great idea for who could be the next coach of UT.
All right, who do you think is going to be the next coach, Bubba?
I think that coach should be that there, Bear Bryant, one of the greatest football coaches of all time, and I think he could turn UT into really good winners again.
Did you say Bear Bryant?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, you realize he's no longer with us. He's
I know he's not with you up there in that Tennessee, but he's down here with me in Alabama, and he's doing quite well.
He's, sir, he's deceased. He's passed away. I'm not sure if you know what you're talking about, but he's been gone for a while now.
Brother Brian can't go anywhere. He's been in my heart for a long time, and he'll never leave me.
All right. Thank you for this call-in, listener, with Bear Bryant. Maybe the next coach at UT. Not sure if it's the old Bear Bryant or some new young Bear Bryant. We'll see. All right, we've got a short break right now, and then we will go live with the newsroom.